Yeah, they remain in jail. They're quite upset because they feel that the whole thing is being delayed to frustrate them. So they're quite upset. But they're okay. They're alive, except that they're very upset because they feel that not enough progress is being done to get them out on bail. And they don't understand why they believe that they're innocent and they agree with them.
But there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing we can do. We need to play by the law and by the rules of court. Today, the judge raised an issue. She was saying that we need to persuade her why we believe she can hear the second bail application. She seems to be thinking that the matter should be heard by the Supreme Court as opposed to coming back to her on a second bail application with new facts that we are raising, which we think is not the right way to do it. So she must decide whether or not there are new facts on the new bail application. And then if she feels there are new facts, then she can hear the bail matter. If she feels there are not new facts, then she can dismiss the application. But she doesn't seem to be following our argument quite well. But that she then reserves the ruling on that issue for Tuesday next week.
Why does she feel that she thinks the case should be heard by the Supreme Court? Why does she feel that way?
So there's a principle in law called functus officio. So she felt that she now functus officio having heard the first application. And we don't think that's the way it should be approached. A litigant has a right to come to court second time around if there's some new developments, and that's what our law says. And then if you're not satisfied with the finding on the second bail application, you can then approach the Supreme Court as an appeal. So we think that she just wants to avoid dealing with the bail matter itself so that the matter can then go to the Supreme Court. I think she's, in our view, she wants to avoid deciding the bail question again.
In the meantime, your clients, the two MPs, remain behind bars. How are they feeling?
Yeah, in the meantime, they remain behind bars, quite upset. I think people feel that there's a lot of interference in the manner that this case is being handled. People feel that there might be a lot of things happening behind closed doors to try and undermine and frustrate the rule of law in Swaziland. Maybe there's some credence in that approach. I mean, well, this is just a simple bail application, and the evidence against them, which has been given to us so far, does not link them with the alleged acts of terror that the government is complaining about. So we don't quite understand why they're being denied bail when there's nothing that links them to the offense that alleged have been committed.
In the meantime, there was another MP, I think it's Mr. Similawani. What has happened? Is he still on the run?
Yes, he's still at large, that one. He has not yet submitted for arrest. So the warrant of his arrest is still alive.